Stacey. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
Can I tell you something? That we have gotten the most requests to have you on the show.
Really?
The most. People have been faxing, they've been calling, they say, we want Zena, here you are.
That's amazing, because when you're the object of that kind of attention, it's hard to believe. You know, it's an abstract.
Yeah, it
concept.
Is sort of a weird
yeah.
kind of. Well, you're from New Zealand, I
yes,
hear.
Yes, I am.
See that? I'm smart.
Yeah.
But on your show, you have an American accent, do you not?
I do, and it was it's quite tricky for New Zealanders to pick up a standard American
yeah.
accent. It's much easier to do a Southern or a New York. Or
yeah, can you do, give me a little New York accent. Can you do a little
New York?
Yeah.
You know where I got this from is from, listen to me, I can hear I'm all excited. a little quaver in my voice.
I don't think New Yorkers have accents, personally.
I can't believe you people really talk like that.
Really?
No, I come here and I just, oh my God, it's unbelievable.
When you walk down the streets of New York City, people scream, hey, Zena! Hooray! You know, that's just my family.
I'll do all the time.
Which is scary. There are so many Zena little trinkets out, the doll. Have you seen this?
I have
doll?
Never seen this one.
There it
it's
is.
Got a sexy kind of dominatrix thing going
kinda
on.
Kind of does. In fact, a lot of people asked if you would show up wearing the costume. I yeah, said, I'm not going to ask the guests to show up wearing the costume.
That's very kind of you.
But we thought about it. But we didn't. We didn't.
You know what's on under this
is it
outfit,
the whole... Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe later. You never know. Keep the people and, you know, viewers staying yeah. for the rest of the hour. Do you enjoy doing the show?
I love it. Yeah. I love it. It just about... it takes a lot out of me. But yeah.
It seems very taxing, a lot of physical stuff going on there.
Yeah, I was... an actress first and foremost, and it was a big shock to me to be cast in an action role. So they sent me off to classes. I grew up in a pretty rowdy kind of house. I've got five brothers and one sister, and
right.
There's a lot of scrapping and
yeah.
carrying on.
So you learned from the best right there.
Yeah. yeah. But yeah, they sent me off to kung fu training. What? Where did you get this from?
Well, just so you know, I am a certified member of the Zena Nightclub. And I have the Zena newsletter. And somebody sent me an all the Zena trading card.
That's from the internet.
That's right.
Was it Jeff Head?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Brenda.
So you're finally on in New Zealand. You weren't on there till recently,
no,
right?
No, that's right. I enjoyed complete anonymity, and it's all over now, baby blue.
Yeah. Is it a big hit over there like it is over here?
Yes, it is. But I find a real advantage to playing an intimidating character is that people just leave you alone. You
know? Yeah, you see?
I get looked at, and people, they're so indiscreet. I go into a restaurant, they all turn around. You know, they all look and think you can't see them, and but they leave me alone.
The funniest thing to me is when people go, hey, they're right behind you. Hey, that's Rose O'Donnell, right there. Right in front of us is Rose O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Like, I don't hear them.
They're very subtle in New York.
Yeah, you know, and you're right there.
Yeah.
I hear you want to be an opera singer. You used to sing when you were little?
When I was a teenager, I studied opera for about 4 years, and one day I woke up and went, I don't really go for this crap, you know?
Yeah.
that the life of an opera singer is so dull. You can't go out late at night. You can't laugh your head off. You can't eat certain things.
No.
No.
That's why I gave it up,
no,
too.
Forget it. Yeah. No fun.
Can you sing a little for us? Because, you know, I love...
Oh, I would love to.
Would you get
not
it?
Not do you mind if I don't do it?
I don't mind. You do what you want. You're Zena, warrior princess.
Okay. A girl with the name of Lucy Lawless should sing a cowboy song.
All righty. You go ahead and do it.
I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande.
Wow, that's nice.
But my legs ain't bone. And my cheeks ain't tan. I'm a cowgirl who never saw a cow. I never roped a steer, cause I don't know how. And I sure ain't fixing to start it now. Yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay. Sing great.
I don't really sing well, but I like to sing. There was a big hit here in the 70s. It says, don't matter if you're not good enough for anyone else to hear, just sing a song. And that's
yeah,
what
I
think is
one.
My motto, Lucy.
Do you not do cabaret or anything?
I used to do, I did a Broadway show.
What did you do?
I did Grease, remember, with Olivia?
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
And who did you play?
I played Sandy. No, I played Rizzo, of course.
That's a great part.
I always cracked up when people said, who do you play? Like, I'm going to be the blonde bombshell? I mean, I either had to play Rizzo or Zuko. Either one, you know?
I don't remember Zuko.
Zuko.
Because Rizzo is the coolest part in the whole thing.
It's the best part. Yeah. You could do Broadway. You got a beautiful voice. You do.
Well, yeah.
You know, one of our staff members, Lisa, she works in research. Yeah. You are the goddess to her. Can she come out and meet you? Because she'll be really mad at me if she works late hours. Lisa! 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 Sit down, Lisa. I have a little picture if you'd sign this for her. And we're going to go to break, and I'm going to show everyone my little Hercules toy that I got here. Look, it's the watch. I can... See that? I can totally get her.
Come on the show.
You have one? Because we could get in a fight. But
a shot?
Yeah.
Well,
a little sword fight. You know, we could... That's all right. We'll just sign that for Lisa. Lisa, is exciting for you?
Is
it thrilling?
Yes.
All right. No vacation for you. This is it. Coming up next, George Jones, Lucy Lawless. Thank you very much.